Open your spiritual channels. Millions of people on the spiritual journey want to open their spiritual channels. Apply soul language to purify your soul, heart, mind, and body in order to uplift your soul standing in heaven. Billions of people are on the spiritual journey. Every human soul has been on its journey for 100,000 or even more lifetimes. Today, many people are consciously searching for soul secret, soul wisdom, soul knowledge, and practical soul techniques to fulfill their soul journey. I am honored to share my insight about the soul journey with you. You do not need to change your belief system at all. I respect your belief system. It is a privilege to share what I have learned from the divine, Tao, and my spiritual fathers and mothers. What is the purpose of the soul journey? The purpose of soul journey is to uplift your soul standing in heaven. Everyone and everything has a soul. Every soul has its standing in heaven. Heaven has layers. Why does a spiritual being want to uplift his or her soul standing? The higher one's soul standing, the greater one's soul power. The greater one's soul power, the greater one's healing and the blessing power, and the greater one's ability to serve. The higher one's soul standing, the closer one is to the divine realm. Humanity and the divine do not occupy the same realm in heaven. Human beings, animals, and countless souls live in the realm of Jiu Tian. Jiu means nine, Tian means heaven. Jiu Tian means nine layers of heaven. Each soul in Jiu Tian resides in one of the nine main layers or levels. The lowest level is level 9. Above the Jiu Tian is Tian Wei Tian, which is divine realm. Generally speaking, the souls of inanimate saints reside in level 9. The souls of plants and nature, including mountains, oceans, rivers, trees, and more, reside in level 7, 8, and 9. The souls of animals reside in level 5 and 6. Most human being souls reside in level 3 and level 4. Level 1 and 2 in Jiu Tian are the saints' layers. Souls that reside in Jiu Tian must continue to reincarnate. A human being reincarnates as long as his or her soul is in Jiu Tian. A human being has two lives, physical life and soul life. The purpose of physical life is to serve the soul life. Physical life is limited. Soul life is eternal. Soul reincarnate again and again. The important wisdom is that the purpose of physical life is to purify your soul, heart, mind, and body further in order to fulfill your soul journey. Human beings on Mother Earth have the greatest opportunity to purify their souls. Mother Earth is filled with much pollution of all kinds, including killing, harming, taking advantages of others, cheating, stealing, power struggles, ego, control, and much more. In ancient spiritual teaching, Mother Earth is the bitter sea, a place of red dust. This is to explain that Mother Earth is a polluted world. In this polluted world, it is very important to purify our soul, heart, mind, and body. Mother Earth is a special place where we come to purify our soul, heart, mind, and body. If your third eye is open, you could see many saints in heaven who sit or stand in a lotus flower. The lotus flower represents purity. The lotus flower grows from the mud, and yet it radiates such purity and beauty. Similarly, our purpose is to rise out of and above the mud and radiate purity, love, care, compassion, forgiveness, and more. A spiritual being must understand deeply the importance of purifying the soul, heart, mind, and body. The purpose of the spiritual journey can be summarized in one sentence. The purpose of the spiritual journey is to purify your soul, heart, mind, and body in order to uplift your soul standing in heaven. The saints have a higher level of the purity than normal human beings. Therefore, they have reached level 1 and 2 in Jiutian. Even the saints whose souls reside in Jiutian must continue to reincarnate. Purification of the soul, heart, mind, and body continues in every lifetime. The purer a human being is, the higher his or her soul standing in heaven. The ultimate goal of the soul journey is to be uplifted to Tianwaitian, literally the heaven beyond heaven, which is divine realm. A soul that is uplifted to Tianwaitian stops reincarnation. A soul that is so pure that is uplifted to Tianwaitian will stay in heaven in soul form. This soul no longer has to return in a physical form. This soul will continue to serve in a special way. We know that the divine serves continuously. All souls in Tianwaitian serve continuously. When a human being needs help from the divine or another soul in the divine realm, the divine or another soul in the divine realm will instantly offer service. How do you purify your soul, heart, mind, and body to uplift your soul standing? The best way to purify is to offer unconditional universal service. Unconditional universal service is a service without asking for anything in return. It is selfless service. Many of you do volunteer work. You may serve children, the poor, the homeless, spiritual group, hospitals, disaster areas, and more without asking for anything in return. You may donate money to these groups and causes. You may offer unconditional service in other ways. In the physical world, if you work for a company, you receive a salary. This compensation is a physical payment in the physical world. When you offer unconditional universal service, heaven offers you spiritual payment with virtue. Virtue is a spiritual currency. Every soul has a book in the Akashic Records. All of one's action, behaviors, speech, and thoughts, good and bad, from all lifetimes are recorded in this book. Instead of coins, virtue is heaven's beautiful flowers that flow to your Akashic Record book. Heaven's flowers include all kinds of colors, red, golden, rainbow, purple, crystal, and beyond crystal, each representing a different frequency. Remember the universal law of universal service. Offer a little good service, receive a little blessing. Offer more good service, receive more blessing. Offer unconditional service, receive huge blessings. Why do millions of spiritual beings meditate or chant? Meditating and chanting are good for healing, purification, rejuvenation, prolonging life, and transforming relationships, finances, and intelligence, and for bringing success in every aspect of life. In fact, meditating and chanting are important services. Research has shown the benefits of meditation and chanting for health, reducing crime, bringing love, peace, harmony to society, and much more. Why are meditating and chanting good service? To meditate and chant is to bring the love, forgiveness, compassion, and light of heaven, Mother Earth, and the countless planets, stars, goddesses, and universes, as well as the countless healing angels, archangels, ascended masters, lamas, gurus, kohunas, saints, buddhas, bodhisattvas, all kinds of spiritual fathers and mothers, the divine, Tao, and Dado to you, your family, society, cities, countries, and Mother Earth. Meditation and chanting will raise the frequency and the vibration of all to benefit humanity, Mother Earth, and all souls. Therefore, meditation and chanting are great service. Soul language carries the soul frequency and the vibration with the soul love, forgiveness, compassion, and light. To speak soul language is to bring this to humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. Therefore, to chant soul language silently or aloud, non-stop, is service beyond comprehension. I teach my thousands of students all over the world to chant soul language non-stop, 24/7, because it is one of the greatest services one can offer humanity, Mother Earth, and all souls. Every moment that you chant soul language, you are bringing soul frequency and vibration with soul love, forgiveness, compassion, and light to humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. This is unconditional service. To serve is to make others happier and healthier. The more you chant soul language, the more you serve. The more you serve, the further you purify your soul, heart, mind, and body. The more you purify your soul, heart, mind, and body, the higher your soul will be uplifted in heaven. Therefore, to chant soul language has unlimited benefits. At this time, August 2012, more than 2 million people on Mother Earth sing and listen to Divine Soul Song, Love, Peace, Harmony. Divine Soul Song is the song of Divine Soul Language. I received Love, Peace, Harmony from the Divine on September 10, 2005. Lula, lula, li. Lula, lula, la, li. Lula, lula, li, lula. Lula, li, lula. Lu la li lu la. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join heart and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. Divine soul songs carry divine frequency and vibration with divine love, which melts all blockages and transforms all life. Divine forgiveness, which brings inner joy and inner peace. Divine compassion, which boosts energy, stamina, vitality, and immunity. And divine light, which heals and prevents sickness, prolongs life, purifies and rejuvenates soul, heart, mind, and body, and transforms all life. You can download Divine Love Peace Harmony Soul Song at lovepeaceharmonymovement.com. There are thousands of heart-touching and moving stories from chanting this Divine Soul Song. To sing this divine soul song is to offer powerful service to all souls. To sing this divine soul song is to serve clear bad karma. Sing this divine soul song as much as possible and receive the maximum benefits. Now, let me show you with your soul language to purify your soul, heart, mind, and body in order to uplift your soul standing in heaven. Apply the four power techniques. Body power. Sit up straight. Close your eyes. Place the tip of your tongue gently against the roof of your mouth. Place one palm on your lower abdomen below the navel. Place the other palm over your heart. Soul power. Say hello. Dear my beloved soul, heart, mind, and body, I love you. Dear soul, mind, and body, my soul, language, I love you. You have the power to purify my soul, heart, mind, and body. Do a good job. Thank you. Mind power. Visualize purple light radiating in your entire body from head to toe, skin to bone. Sound power. Chant silently or aloud. Purify my soul, heart, mind, and body. Thank you. Purify my soul, heart, mind, and body. Thank you. Purify my soul, heart, mind, and body. Thank you. Purify my soul, heart, mind, and body. Thank you. Continue chant. Purify my soul, heart, mind, and body. Thank you for 5 minutes. Then chant the soul language for as long as you can. Remember my teaching to chant soul language non-stop, silently or aloud. This is one of the most profound secrets that I am releasing to you and humanity now. If you chant soul language silently non-stop, you are bringing soul language and vibration with soul love, forgiveness, compassion, and light to you, humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. You are serving unconditionally. You are receiving healing, rejuvenation, and purification, and prolonging your life. And your soul standing will be uplifted step by step. The more you chant, the more benefits you, humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes will receive. Chant the soul language. Chant the soul language. Chant the soul language. Serve, serve, serve. Benefit, benefit, benefit. Uplift your soul standing in heaven. Uplift your soul standing in heaven. Uplift your soul standing in heaven. The power of divine healing hand blessings cannot be expressed enough. Listen to this heart-touching story of a woman who awoke from a coma after a 20-minute divine healing hand's blessing.
A woman with whom I'd been working called me and told me that her elderly mom was in a coma from liver disease, and the doctors said she was never to wake again. The woman said, "Please, please, please, is there anything you can do?" I said, "Yes, I will turn on my divine healing hands and offer a healing." I believe the healing blessing lasted only 20 minutes or so. I got a phone call the next day that the mother had awoken. And it was a miracle. I thank God, I thank Master Shah, I thank every soul who has ever led me to this moment that I can serve, and I can be part of these miracles every day. I want to say from my heart that if you're not experiencing miracles every day, something is wrong. Check your heart, find this healing, find these tools, find Master Shah. Miracles are normal. They're natural. They're here for everyone. There's no separation between you and love and God and the divine. And please, please, please open your heart and receive this gift of divine healing hands. I urge you. It is so profound. We are so blessed. Marina Hubbard, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Apply soul language to transform relationships. Why do human beings have relationship challenges? The root cause is bad karma. Think about your life. When you meet someone, you could feel a deep connection with him or her. You may have a feeling you have known one another before. Even if you are meeting each other for the first time, you could have had a past life relationship. Connecting further with this person could bring a good result, or there could be challenges in a relationship. Let me explain further. When you meet someone, and fall in love. You could feel that the person is your life partner or soulmate. The relationship could progress and you could become engaged. Finally, you could get married. Then later, you could feel that it is not the right partner for you. You could have this feeling more and more. This could bring more conflicts between the two of you, and you could become separated or divorced. There is a spiritual reason for everything. I want to share with you that the true spiritual reason for relationship issues is related to past life experience. Generally speaking, if your relationship has great love and care, you and this person experience good relationships in past lives. If your relationship has major challenges, you could have experienced unpleasant relationships in past lives. Relationships are the karma issue. Karma is a cause and an effect. Relationships are like this. In general, if your partner treats you well, you treat your partner well in a past lifetime or lifetimes. If your partner does not treat you well, you could have treated him or her badly in a previous lifetime or lifetimes. This is not true in every case, but it is the common condition. I will share a true story in order to further explain relationship karma. In September 2007, I went to Japan and I had a private consultation with a woman. Master Peter Hudoba, one of my worldwide representatives, was with me. The woman was very upset. She told me, "My husband has 6 girlfriends. I caught him with some of them. I am so upset." I told her, "Close your eyes and give me a moment to do a spiritual reading about the reason for this." She closed her eyes. I connected with Akashic Record leader, Yan Wang Ye. The Akashic Record is the place in heaven that records the life of every human being, every animal, and every soul in countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes. I asked Yan Wang Ye, "Could I know the spiritual reason for this woman's issue with her husband?" He showed me and said, "Master Sha, in their last lifetime together, this woman was the husband. See how many girlfriends he had." He showed me the girlfriend one after another. They appeared one by one in my third eye. I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and then 12. I asked Yan Wang Ye, "This 12 light being showed he had 12 girlfriends?" Yan Wang Ye replied, "Yes." This woman had challenges in her relationship with her husband in this lifetime. The spiritual reason for this was that in a past life, she was the husband and her husband was the wife. She, when she was a husband, had 12 girlfriends in that lifetime. This is a karmic issue between her and her husband. This story tells us that relationship issues are closely related with karma. In fact, every aspect of life is closely related with karma. Karma is the record of services. Karma is divided into 2 kinds, good and bad. Good karma means one has offered great service to make others happier and healthier in past lifetimes and in this lifetime, including offering love, forgiveness, care, compassion, sincerity, honesty, generosity, kindness, purity, grace, and more. Bad karma means one has made mistakes in past lifetimes and in this lifetime, including hurting, killing, harming, taking advantage of others, cheating, stealing, lying, and more. The key to transform relationships is to self-clear bad karma.